Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This morning, the Blues get even. A Nathan Cleary masterclass helps New South Wales to a thumping win in Game 2. A Melbourne mother and son held up at gunpoint, caught up in a bikie ambush. Sydney commuters warned to expect traffic chaos as protesters vow to cause disruption. And blast off, the first rocket launches from Australia in more than two decades.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
New South Wales have levelled up the State of Origin series with a thumping win over Queensland in Game 2. Halfback Nathan Cleary put on a masterclass for the Blues in Perth, leading a second-half demolition in the 32-point win.
After an Origin 1 horror show, redemption for Nathan Cleary.
I knew I could be better. We knew as a group we could be better, and you know, I just try and play my best for my family, my teammates, and the state we're representing.
Rugby League showpiece event, a sellout in the AFL's West Australian home. A series victory within reach, the Maroons had the early running.
Kafusi into the backfield, he's got one to beat, he'll score the first try.
The step up to Origin, no problem for debutant Matt Burton. With the game evenly poised, Felice Kafusi's first half sin-bin for repeated infringements set off a blue tsunami.
Oh yes, he's there, and the Blues respond.
Six unanswered New South Wales tries soon followed. Cleary's first two in Origin capping off a 24-point haul, double Queensland's entire score.
Can't do that at this level. That's a lesson that we learnt, and those young players have learnt. So it's tough. It's a tough arena. It's not easy out there. I can guarantee you.
Mission complete for Freddie, 44-12 for the Blues. The winner set to take all in 16 days' time with Game 3 in Brisbane.
Well, it's 1-1. So as good as that was, it's 1-1. Simple as that. It's the end of it.
There's a lot that we did wrong in that, but there was also a lot that they did right.
James Manton, 7 News.
History was made last night as NASA launched its first rocket from Australian soil this century. Taking off from the Arnhem Space Centre in the Northern Territory outback, the unmanned flight will scan the stars and hopefully find what could be Earth 2.0. It's one of three planned launches, with the next one happening in just over a week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and other Asia-Pacific leaders will attend this year's NATO meeting in an extraordinary attempt to tackle the rise of both Russia and China. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us with the details. Good morning, Taylor. Mr Albanese is on his way to Spain right now.
He is, Jodie. Good morning. With the war in Ukraine set to dominate discussions with world leaders this week in Madrid, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese describing the upcoming summit as critical following increasing uncertainty since Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the impact Russia's actions have had on global security, particularly in the Indo-Pacific region.
It's important that democratic nations stand with Ukraine. And that's the context of this NATO summit. Russia and China, their arrangements and closeness that has occurred in recent times means that it's also very important for our region.
Australia is not a NATO partner but has been invited alongside New Zealand, Japan and South Korea to the largest summit ever held. Later in the week, Anthony Albanese will head to Paris to hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron. The Prime Minister hoping a change in government can reset the relationship between the two nations following the axing of a $90 billion submarine deal by Scott Morrison. So some high-stakes meetings for Anthony Albanese on the world stage. Jody.
Sounds like it, Taylor. Thank you. A mother and son have been caught up in Melbourne's bikie war. Two masked shooters carjacked them after gunning down ex-Mongol Sam Abdul Rahim. Tash watched in terror as one of them unbuckled her four-year-old son before forcing them out.
Don't hurt him. Like, that's all I kept saying. Please don't hurt him. Please don't hurt him.
The bad guy told Mummy and me to get out. The bad man just... he put a gun up here.
To Mummy.
To Mummy.
Her car was found torched around 15 kilometres away. The gunmen remain on the run. Sydney drivers could face traffic chaos in the CBD this morning with climate activists vowing to cause mass disruption. Blockade Australia is staging a week-long protest starting this morning at 8 a.m. In a group chat online, demonstrators say blocking traffic is the goal. 10 have been charged over unauthorised protests in recent weeks. Rail commuters will also feel the sting when workers go on strike later this week. Peak hour services will be reduced by 50% tomorrow and up to 75% on Friday. Transport for New South Wales is warning people to expect significant disruption. Workers are protesting against poor pay and conditions, as well as safety concerns over the new intercity fleet. The Treasurer is warning Australians the cost of living is rising much faster and higher than previously expected. Jim Chalmers says inflation will be significantly higher than forecast, but cost of living pressures should ease by next year.
Inflation will get worse before it gets better. That's the expectation across the board now.
In the past 10 months, the average cost of petrol has gone up by more than half a dollar per litre. Car insurance is up $172 and electricity bills up $175. As businesses across the country battle severe workforce shortages, the federal opposition wants to get more pensioners back into jobs. Liberal leader Peter Dutton is urging the new government to double the amount retirees can earn before their pension payments taper off, up from $300 a fortnight to $600. Seniors groups say a simpler taxation system could prove more successful. A pilot has died after crashing his plane outside Toowoomba in Queensland. The aircraft struck power lines yesterday afternoon and was found upturned in a paddock. Emergency services tried to revive the man in his 60s, but he was confirmed dead at the scene. An investigation has been launched into the incident. An Adelaide grandmother has spoken out for the first time after being forced to wait hours for an ambulance when she broke her hip and fractured her skull. The 77-year-old was left lying on a footpath after she had a bad fall.
I do fear that what happened with my mum will happen with someone else, and it could be a lot worse.
The incident is under review. A Queensland mayor who crashed her car while under the influence of alcohol has been cut from the 2032 Brisbane Olympics board. Karen Williams admitted to the crash, which came shortly after she held a Zoom meeting with grieving parents whose children were killed by a drunk driver. She's resisting calls to stand down as Redland City Mayor.
I think it's untenable for her to continue in that position, given what has occurred.
One rash decision shouldn't follow another.
Brisbane's Lord Mayor announced last night Ms. Williams will no longer hold a paid position on the Olympics board. Sydney's Abdullah family has been given a standing ovation at the Vatican after sharing their story of forgiveness following the horrific deaths of their children. Anthony, Angelina, Sienna and their cousin Veronique Saker were run down in 2020. The family's response has touched so many. Bishops are seeking to grant them an audience with Pope Francis.
In the world headquarters of the Catholic Church, the Abdullah family shares their grief with a global audience.
How can one car hit seven children? They couldn't have scripted this in a horror movie.
Mother Layla and Father Danny, supported by their children Alex, Michael, Liana and 14-week-old Selena, addressing thousands of pilgrims at the Vatican and watching online for the world meeting of families.
I was crying, screaming and begging for it not to be true.
In 2020, a drunk and drugged driver ploughed into Anthony, Angelina, Sienna and their cousin Veronique Saker. They were walking to get ice cream.
It has been more than 2 years and I must choose to forgive myself and the driver every day, to not retreat into hatred.
Today is also Anthony's birthday.
I would not have imagined that we would be in the Vatican on the eve of my son Anthony's 16th birthday to speak about forgiveness to the world.
I choose to forgive myself for telling my kids to go for a walk. I choose to forgive the offender. If my children were here today, they would say, "Dad, forgive him."
The message touching so many, it brought the Catholic world to its feet for two standing ovations.
And now for the Abdullahs, a nervous wait for a phone call from inside the Vatican, where discussions amongst high-ranking clergy from the Catholic Church are underway. Bishops so moved by the family's story and message of forgiveness that attempts are being made to set up a special meeting between the Abdullahs and His Holiness Pope Francis.
It depends on the health of the Holy Father, because at the moment the Holy Father is not having the best of health. So we're still hoping.
In Rome, Taylor Auerbach, 7 News.
Australian homeowners are being told to prepare for a significant rise on their mortgage repayments. Interest rate hikes are forcing many into mortgage stress. Not even those on fixed rate deals are immune.
It was a record-smashing, FOMO-fuelled roller coaster featuring overwhelming auctions, unbelievable sales, and now a looming cliff.
There's definitely a cautiousness. There's been a change in the wind in the market as a whole.
People who bought recently in Sydney and stretched themselves to get into the market, potentially overstretched themselves, could find themselves in mortgage stress in a matter of months.
Mortgage stress happens when households spend more than 30% of their income on their home loan. And with rising interest rates, inflation and cost of living pressures, it's estimated up to 40% of Australians could soon be struggling with their mortgage.
And our job is to actually say, in fact, you do have options and we can assist you.
When you feel the pinch, counsellors suggest talking to your bank or creditor straight away, or consider looking for a new one.
See whether you can save money by refinancing to a lender that's going to offer you a cheaper rate.
And if you're absolutely overwhelmed and need help navigating all this, pick up the phone and speak to a financial counsellor on the National Debt Helpline.
Analysts say most borrowers should be able to handle any rate rises later this year. Because of those really low interest rates during COVID, many people were able to get on top of their finances and get ahead of their mortgage repayments.
The average owner-occupier is 45 months ahead on their mortgage.
And despite the doubts, entering the market doesn't need to be so daunting.
People who are pre-approved and ready to go and really have done their research as to what they can afford, what those cost increases will look like, I think those people can still buy with confidence.
Tom Hartley, 7 News.
Babies born in Sydney will be routinely checked for a devastating genetic disorder after a global study showed promising results. The New South Wales government will fund screening for spinal muscular atrophy, a leading cause of death among infants. The trial of a new gene therapy showed all babies in the study reached 18 months old, double the expected life expectancy of children with SMA. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones finished the week up more than 800 points. The Nasdaq is also higher. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,828 an ounce. Oil is $107 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 69.52 US cents, 93.97 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. Democrats in the US are seizing on the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion to turn anger about the decision into support at the ballot box. Let's go live to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Ash. Protests in the nation's capital continue.
Good morning, Jody. As you can probably hear, there are angry debates playing out here in Washington and right across the country today after this ruling was handed down by the Supreme Court, a 6-3 ruling that essentially hands control or legality of abortions into the hands of individual states. And while there are those protesting the decision, there are also those pro-life activists who are celebrating this decision, among them the former president, Donald Trump.
There's an answer to the generations of Americans in the pro-life movement, as well as countless constitutional conservatives. Your boundless love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been rewarded in full. Congratulations. And
there is now a push underway for the president, Joe Biden, to intervene, do what he can to protect reproductive rights, either with an executive order or by declaring federal land safe havens for abortions to take place in states where it has already been outlawed. Jody?
Okay, Ash Mullaney in Washington, D.C., thank you. Russia has launched fresh missile strikes across Ukraine as G7 leaders gather in Germany. One person died and six others were injured as at least 14 missiles hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Among those injured was a 7-year-old girl. At the G7 summit, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemned the strike, saying it reinforces the need for world leaders to stand together and support Ukraine.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
South African police are investigating the mysterious deaths of at least 22 young people in a nightclub. The bodies of the victims, aged between 18 and 20, were found strewn across floors and tables at a tavern in the coastal town of East London. Police have seized surveillance video and toxicology tests are being carried out to establish a cause of death. Explorers in the Philippines have discovered the deepest ever shipwreck. A US Navy destroyer which sunk during World War II has been found nearly 7,000 metres below sea level. The battleship USS Samuel B. Roberts was found broken into two pieces using a submersible with a side-scan sonar. It sank in October 1944 during the largest sea battle of the Second World War. To sport, and New South Wales have levelled up the State of Origin series with a thumping Game 2 win over Queensland in Perth. The Blues ran in the last 6 straight tries to storm to a 44-12 win at Optus Stadium. Nathan Cleary redeemed himself after a horror Origin 1, scoring 2 tries and 24 points in a masterclass performance.
I knew I could be better. We knew as a group we could be better. And you know, I just try and play my best for my family, my teammates and the state we're representing.
The series now goes to the decisive Game 3 in Brisbane on July 13. Port Adelaide's AFL Finals hopes are still alive, holding off Gold Coast for a thrilling win at Adelaide Oval. The Power and the Suns traded goals for most of the match, Port scraping through by 2 points, their 7th win in 9 games, moving them within 4 points of the top 8.
Stay in the moment and can't get start thinking about anything other than just trying to win every game, because you know the competition will throw up plenty of strange things in the next 8 weeks.
Geelong defender Tom Stewart has been sent straight to the tribunal for his high bump on Richmond's Dion Prestia. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough and low will generate strong winds, large waves and showers on the New South Wales coast. Onshore winds feeding a trough will generate showers for the northern tropics. A cold front and trough will generate a few showers for southwestern WA. Around the capitals today, mostly sunny in Brisbane with a top of 23 degrees. A shower or two in Sydney heading for 17. Partly cloudy, a top of 12 in Canberra. Cloudy and 13 in Melbourne. Partly cloudy, just 11 degrees in Hobart today. Partly cloudy in Adelaide heading for 15 degrees. A possible afternoon shower in Perth and 22. And cloudy in Darwin with a top of 31 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday.